against Britain. The Chinese embassy says it strongly opposes the accusations against Beijing. The UK has joined 13 other countries in voting for a ceasefire in Gaza for the remainder of Ramadan at the United Nations Security Council. Downing Street says it sends a clear message that the hostages held by Hamas should be released and more aid be allowed into Gaza. Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nabenzia, says it's difficult to know if a pause could become permanent.
Unfortunately, what happens after that ends remains unclear, since the word lasting could be interpreted in various different ways.
A watchdog concluded prosecutors were right to accept a plea of manslaughter on grounds of diminished responsibility from the man who killed three people in Nottingham last year. Aldo Calacarne admitted killing students Barnaby Webber and Grace O'Malley Kumar and school caretaker Ian Coates. He was sentenced to an indefinite hospital order last month. Chief Inspector Anthony Rogers says changes may be required.
Our report sets out that we think the government needs to consider whether actually there should be a change to the law to have first-degree murder, second-degree murder, and manslaughter.
Three senior executives are leaving their roles at Boeing following quality control and safety issues at the plane maker. A door panel blew off a 737 MAX mid-flight. Sarah, the Duchess of York, has praised the Princess of Wales for the way she's handled her cancer diagnosis. Macmillan Cancer Support says traffic to its support pages has increased since Kate's announcement. And Vinicius Jr. broke down during his Brazil news conference today after being asked several questions about the racism he's faced in football. The Real Madrid forward revealed he's losing his desire to keep playing because of what he's been going through. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's Monday, 6pm. Under the Radar on Phoenix FM. Welcome to another edition of Under the Radar with me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix FM. Playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. And this week, the last show of March already, I've got album of the week from Frances of Delirium with her debut. Also, I've got a debut single from a brand new band from Brentwood. Also, have the return of Spin, their first music for 2 years. And lots more besides, but we are going to kick off with the return of Salarymen from Sydney and some good news from the Salarymen HQ, because they are finally heading to the UK and they're actually playing 4 shows in Wales to kick off in May at the Focus Wales Festival, and then they're doing a few more dates including London as well. So this is their new one, which came out on Friday. This is On The Run.
Yeah.
That was brand new from Idal, which translates as the leaves in Welsh. And Idal is also known as Hugh Griffiths. Played him on the show a few times, and that's his new one, My Baby's in the FBI. Now we've got another new name to the show. It was about eight tonight, and this is Fran Lusty, who describes herself in her bio as a six-foot Londoner. And this is her new one called I Hate My Job.
Last night I dreamt about Hawaii. It was just you and me there. Sat in the shadow of a palm tree. No once did we mention.
Lift you out there. So come see.
That's the Coversets from Manchester. And as I've said many times on the show before, a very underrated band. In fact, if we were in the 90s still, they would definitely be in the top 10 with Shed 7 and Blur and all those bands. Anyway, that is their new One Tear at a Time. Now we've got the return of Spin from Liverpool with their first new music, and I think possibly a lineup rejig as well. First new music for 2 years from them. It's also the longest title of the night. It's called I Would Call You, But I Never Know What to Say.
Is Phoenix 98 FM. We'll be right back.
Another new name to the show and a track which is not released until this coming Friday. That is Whitney Lyman from California, and that track's called Floating. Now we've got a new one from Liverpool's Quayside, and this is the title track from their debut EP, Nikita. Second play of that one, that's Ruskin from Southend on Sea, teaming up with Alfie Firmin for their new one there called Real Life. Now, album of the week this week comes from Francis of Delirium, aka Jana Boric, and it is a debut album called Lighthouse. And artist I've been playing on the show for a couple of years now, finally got that debut album out, and it is brilliant. I'm going to be playing possibly three from it tonight, see if I've got room. But here's the first one. This is called Real Love. That's another new name to the show. That's Lucy McWilliams from Dublin, who's playing a sold-out London show this Wednesday. And that track is called Follow Me, and it's from her EP, Third Second Chance, which is out now. I did actually want to play another track from that, but ran into some bad language on it, so I had to go with that one. Next, from Dublin, we're going over to Galway, and this is Rory Ryan, and he has released his debut album. And it's called When You're Alone, How Does It Feel? And it's came out on Friday. This is from it, called If I Ever Feel Like Coming Back.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
Another new name to the show there. That was Della XOZ and Della XOZ, a.k.a. Daniela Labasu from Manchester, from her Della Irium EP. And that is called Come Again. Now we've got a very short track from the new album from Good Morning from Melbourne. It is actually their, I make it their sixth album, but it is called Good Morning 7. Maybe there's one I've missed along the line, but this is a track from it. It's quite short, but I like it. It's called Ah, This Isn't Ideal.
Thank you.
You're listening to Under the Radar on Phoenix FM, and that was new from Loop from Amsterdam and Forest of Our Memories. And now we've got the new one from Tom A. Smith, who is 18. He's already had support slots with Billy Bragg and James. Tipped for the Top by Elton John. This is his new one. This is called Get Me Started.
Say hello if I wanted to, and I wanted to. It's just the introduction I struggle with, but I deny I'm not good for you. I'm not good for you. I'm only drinking to get me started, for you to think that I like to party, for you to think that we are interesting, for you to notice when you hear me sing.
Looking like stars are see-through. Some sort of morning of me. 'Cause now I'm just a ghost of a memory.
Another new name to the show, that's Karen Ann, originally from Slovakia, now based in LA. That track's called False Gold, and it's going to be on her debut album, Through Telescope, which is out on May the 10th. And talking about forthcoming albums, The Feet new album is out on June the 14th, called Make It Up. This is the new single from it. This is called Why Would I Lie?
Get off.